You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. A class action lawsuit was filed against the owners and managers of the Paso Robles Grandview Apartments in 2019, alleging they knowingly allowed their tenants to live in uninhabitable, vermin-infested conditions for years. It was just settled for more than $4 million. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has the details of the lawsuit and what the settlement means for the former tenants of the apartment complex.
Stephanie Barclay is the legal director at San Luis Obispo Legal Assistance Foundation, or SLOLAF. That's a nonprofit that provides free legal services to low-income San Luis Obispo County residents, primarily in the area of housing and evictions. Barclay filed the lawsuit alongside Alan Hutkin of the Hutkin Law Firm and says she sees these kinds of situations all the time.
This is definitely one of the worst ones we've seen, but it was unique not only in how bad it was, but also the tenants being willing to unite and being brave enough to speak up and willing to take some of the scary risks associated with that.
Barclay says early on in the lawsuit process, she and Hutkin obtained a temporary restraining order preventing Grandview Apartments from continuing to collect rent while the apartments remained uninhabitable. Barclay says most of the 54 units in the apartment had recurring problems.
Bed bugs, cockroaches, mold, sewage backups in the kitchen and the bathrooms, faulty electrical, non-functioning smoke detectors, the list goes on and on.
Barclay says the property owners claimed making the necessary fixes would be too expensive, so Grandview Apartments was allowed by a judge to evict the tenants and sell the property rather than making the necessary fixes. SLOLAF then partnered with several housing authorities to find housing for the tenants who needed it. Now that the case has settled for more than $4 million, Barclay says the goal is to distribute that money to the former tenants.
Anyone who lived at Grandview from May 2015 through till it went out of business February 2020 can receive funds through our settlement.
If you or someone you know was a tenant at Grandview Apartments, you can contact the Hutkin Law Firm at 805-544-1500. The attorneys plan to meet with former tenants at the Paso Robles City Downtown Park by the gazebo on Sunday, September 26th at 2 o'clock to help fill out claim forms. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.